Section 10. Special Riding Situations. Introduction. There are tactics you can use to handle special situations. You must have a mental strategy as well as physical skills to respond to the assortment of variables. Road surfaces. Rain slick surface. The surface is most slick during the first few minutes of rain because oil and dirt mix with the water. It may be best to stop in a safe area and wait out the situation. If you do ride, reduce speed, minimize lean, and increase your space cushion. Metal covers, bridge gratings, train tracks, painted or taped lines, leaves, and wood can be very slick when wet. When you ride in the rain, use the tire tracks left by cars to help prevent hydroplaning. Hydroplaning occurs when water builds up under the tire contact patch and results in loss of traction. Maintaining proper tire pressure will help keep the grooves in your tread open and able to channel water away for better traction. Worn pavement. Depressions can form in areas of heavy traffic. Deep ruts or pavement separation can make handling your motorcycle difficult and may even cause damage if you hit them hard. Rain builds up in these areas and increases the chance of hydroplaning. Avoid depressions and ruts when possible. Watch for uneven pavement, like edge traps, especially around road construction. Loose surfaces and debris. Be aware of sand, gravel, rocks, and trash. The same is true for liquids such as fuel, oil, and engine coolant. Look out for shiny or damp pavement. Watch for items that might cause tire damage, such as nails or sharp metal objects. Use a good lane position, especially in curves, to give yourself time and space to adjust your path. Avoid following vehicles such as trucks or trailers that are hauling debris, as items could come loose and fall into your path. Crack sealant and tar strips. These can be slick, especially in wet or hot weather. Notice them early and adjust lane position. Avoid too much lean. Ice or snow patches and mud, moss, and algae. These areas can be very slick. Identify them early and reduce speed. When crossing slick patches, you may want to keep the clutch lever squeezed and avoid leaning. Use your feet as outriggers as needed, remembering they may also slip. Brake use must be gentle. Crowned and off-camber roads. A crowned road is higher in the middle than the sides to drain water. Use caution in left-hand curves because ground clearance may be affected. An off-camber road has its entire surface tilted toward one side. When stopping on an off-camber road surface, you may need to reach farther to touch the ground. Rain grooves and graded bridge decks. These cause the tires to feel loose, but they pose no serious threat. Keep steering relaxed and avoid quick actions. Bumps, cracks, and railroad tracks. These are like obstacles, so cross them at close to a 90-degree angle. Keep speed under control and maintain momentum. Rise off the seat and keep your weight evenly distributed. For angled railroad tracks, it is usually safe to ride straight across them. For tracks or road seams that run in the same direction as your path, move far enough away so you can steer to cross them at 45 degrees or more. Carrying passengers or cargo. You should be a skilled rider before you carry a passenger or cargo because it affects the way your motorcycle handles. Starting from a stop may be more difficult, and it may take longer to get up to speed. More time may be needed for passing. More brake pressure may be needed for stopping. See the owner's manual for proper suspension settings and tire pressure. Here are some tips for when you carry a passenger. 1. The motorcycle should be equipped to carry a passenger, which includes proper seating behind the operator and passenger footrests. A passenger should be tall enough to reach the footrests, strong enough to hold onto the operator or passenger handholds, and mature enough to understand the risks and responsibilities. 2. Be sure the passenger wears all of the proper protective gear. 3. While the passenger mounts and dismounts, keep both feet on the ground and the front brake lever applied. 4. Be extra smooth, and go easy on lean angles. 5. Have the passenger follow these rules. A. Hold your waist or hips or use the passenger handholds. B. Keep feet on their footrests at all times, including when stopped. C. Keep hands and feet away from hot or moving parts. D. In turns and curves, look over your shoulder in the direction of the turn or curve. E. Avoid leaning too much or turning around. F. When crossing an obstacle, rise slightly off the seat. Practice your basic skills with the passenger so your skills are ready. Make a few quick stops so you both know how it will feel. You want to be aware of how the motorcycle handles differently. Here are some tips for when you carry cargo. 1. Do not exceed the motorcycle's load limit as specified in the motorcycle owner's manual. 2. Keep items low and close to the center of the motorcycle. 3. Keep items evenly balanced from side to side. 4. If you use a tank bag, be sure it does not interfere with handlebar movement. 5. Do not overload the saddlebags or tank bag. 6. Carrying weight on the rear will lighten the front end and may affect handling. 7. Never strap items to the handlebars, front forks, or front fender. Even if handlebar and suspension movement are not limited, the extra weight can affect steering. 8. Do not block lights or moving parts, and keep items away from mufflers. 9. Be sure the cargo is secure. Use accessory racks and luggage designed for your motorcycle. Be sure there are no loose items to blow around or get caught in the wheels. Use web straps, bungee cords, cargo nets, or similar fasteners. If you use bungee cords or elastic nets, be sure the ends are secure and that a stretched cord does not snap back and injure you. Touring. Touring refers to traveling around from place to place. Riding longer distances, perhaps over several days, is much different than commuting or short distance rides. Proper planning is a must. Consider potential weather conditions, and make plenty of stops to avoid fatigue and maintain nutritional needs. Carry the proper clothing so you can dress in layers as needed, and have enough tools to make repairs if trouble arises. Carry extra food and fluids if you will be in remote areas, and consider the lack of cell phone coverage. Emergency services may be some distance away. Let someone know your plans, especially if you will be traveling alone. Consider using a satellite-based global positioning system, GPS, for accurate navigation. Wind. Strong, steady winds and gusty winds can affect your path. The force of a side wind can cause you to move within your lane or even out of your lane. Gusty winds often occur in open areas or mountains. As needed, adjust your path by pressing on the appropriate hand grip. Also be prepared for air turbulence or vacuum effects around large vehicles. This can affect you when you pass or are being passed. Be prepared for the effects of large oncoming vehicles in opposing traffic, especially if the wind direction is left to right. Animals. Dogs like to chase cars and motorcycles. A good response is to slow, downshift, then accelerate past the dog. Do not kick at the dog as that may upset your balance. Larger animals such as deer and elk can be a problem. These animals tend to wander about, and hitting one can be as harmful as crashing into another vehicle. If a large animal is on or near the roadway, stop before reaching it, and wait until it leaves. Keep searching because more than one may be present. Maintenance and emergency issues. Tire failure. With modern tubeless tires, a blowout is rare. Riding with tire pressure that is too low can cause a tire to overheat and fail. It also increases tire wear and decreases fuel economy, costing you money. Check your tires frequently and keep them properly inflated. Check the pressure when the tires are cool, before the ride. Be sure the tire tread is adequate by checking for the wear bars molded into the tires. Buy the right tires for your motorcycle and have them professionally installed. If a tire fails, hold the hand grips firmly without fighting the steering. Avoid shifting and braking until speed is under control. If traffic permits, slow gradually and move off the roadway. If braking is necessary, use the brake on the wheel with the good tire. Using the brake on the wheel with the bad tire can cause the tire to separate from the rim. If your bike has a combined braking system, keep your brake pressure as gentle as possible. Stuck throttle. Although rare, a throttle may stick. If this happens, twist the throttle back and forth several times. If the throttle cable is stuck, This may free it. If the throttle stays stuck, immediately squeeze in the clutch lever and operate the engine cutoff switch. This will remove power from the rear wheel, though the engine sound may not immediately decline. Once the motorcycle is under control, stop in a safe place. After you have stopped, check the throttle cable. Make certain the throttle works freely and snaps back before you ride again. Clutch cable failure. Many motorcycles use a cable to operate the clutch. If the cable breaks, the clutch remains fully engaged. This is not a cause for panic. If it breaks while stopped, use the engine cutoff switch or brake firmly to stall the engine. If it happens while riding, the motorcycle can still be ridden, but it will be more difficult to change gears. When you need to stop, slow down gradually and downshift when speed permits. Shift to neutral before stopping to avoid a jerky stop or stalling the engine. Get the cable replaced right away. Weave or wobble. A weave is a relatively slow swaying of the rear of the motorcycle. A wobble is a rapid, strong shaking of the handlebars. These are problems usually caused by excessive weight in the wrong place, by a mechanical problem, or by improper tire pressure. For either problem, your response is the same. Keep a firm hold on the handgrips without locking your arms or fighting the steering. Ease off the throttle. Do not apply the brakes, and do not accelerate. In some cases, it helps to shift your weight forward by leaning over the tank. Be sure to get the cause of the problem corrected. Drivetrain problems. The drivetrain for a motorcycle uses a chain, belt, or drive shaft to transfer power from the engine to the rear wheel. Routine inspection, adjustment, and maintenance make failure a rare occurrence. A chain or belt that slips or breaks while you are riding could lock the rear wheel and cause the motorcycle to skid. If a chain or belt breaks, you will notice an instant loss of power. Close the throttle and brake to stop in a safe area. On a motorcycle with a drive shaft, loss of oil in the rear differential can cause the rear wheel to lock, and you may not be able to prevent a skid. Engine seizure. If an engine locks or freezes, it is usually low on oil. The engine's moving parts cannot move smoothly against each other, and the engine overheats. The first sign may be a loss of engine power or a change in the engine sound. Squeeze the clutch lever to disengage the engine from the rear wheel. Move off the road and stop. Check the oil. If needed, oil should be added as soon as possible or the engine will seize. When this happens, the effect is the same as a locked rear wheel. Let the engine cool before restarting.